weird feeling inside of you about all of a sudden I can't be around him. Now, why? What is wrong with you? You got to get inside yourself and get rid of that offense. You've lost your peace. You're walking in forgiveness. And now it gets worse. Now you're judging him. Now you're saying things about them. You're speaking out on behalf. And inside of you is now just straight turmoil. And even being around that person gives you, you can't walk in a room and be around them. Why? It's time for you to get in your heart and deal with it. You cannot hold on to this any longer. It's blocking your relationship with them, and it's blocking your relationship with God. Let's get to Matthew 7. Judge not, lest you be judged. For with what judgment you shall be judged, you shall judge, you will be judged. And with the measure that you meet, it shall be measured against you. And why behold the mote in your brother's eye? This is the root of judging here. Why are you looking at your brother's eye, but consider not the beam in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote in your eye, and behold, the beam is in your own eye? Ready? I did not say this, these next few words, but Jesus did. So don't be offended by me, which we're giving you a chance today. You hypocrite. First cast out the beam in your own eye, and then you'll clearly see your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, and you're casting the pearls before your swine, lest they trample on the feet, and they turn again and rend you. Now, that last verse is very powerful. There are times that you don't cast what's holy to the floor. If there's no one going to receive what you have to say, it causes more damage. I have seen this happen where someone's like, well, I got to go to this person over here and tell them I got offended. Are you sure you need to do that? You might want to stay home over here with Jesus and take care of you and Jesus, because he doesn't even know you're offended. And I don't know if you want to throw that before him, because it actually might cause him to stumble. You know what I don't like? I don't like phone calls that say, hey, you know what? You said something 12 years ago. And I just want you to know, I got offended by it. I forgive you. And I get off the phone going, thank you. And I get off the phone going, what did I say? Why did they get offended? And do they hate me still or what? I can't figure out what happened. But hey, they got their chest clear. They're okay now. Now I'm the one at night going, probably should call them back and say, what did I say, by the way? And could you give me some more facts and details about this? Anybody else can there? We need to be careful that unless if the Bible says go to that person, and you go to them only when there's restoration needed. If you're offended, take care of it yourself. If they're offended, they take care of it. If there's healing needs to take place, let's bring healing to it. But be careful before what you cast, what's precious to, because it might not be received, and you might not get the desired results that you're hoping for. You leave disappointed. They didn't forgive like you thought they should have. And then, therefore, it didn't happen the way you imagined your mind, this great hugging moment where you just embrace each other and thought, oh, we're precious in the sight of the Lord. No, it didn't happen the way you thought. And now it's you walk away defeated. And now you're offended again. Be careful that you only do what the Bible says. Go to the brother that you know there's offense with that needs healing and restoration for. There's a lot of times Christians don't need to go to the person when they don't know what's going on, because it's in them, all right? This is how you get yourself set free. And then if the relationship is affected, then you deal with the relationship too. Let's back up to verses 1 through 5. Judge not, lest you be judged. For the same measure which you judge, you'll be judged by. Judgment is one of those ugly things in the church, ugly things in the Word, that when you understand how this affects our lives, and I don't have enough time to even go into this one because I don't want to go break it down. But judgments always, remember Kenny last week, but always and never? Judgments always stay true to what God says. Judge not, lest you be judged. God doesn't lie. His word says it. So therefore, the same way we judge others, we become what we judge. One of the greatest things that we do when we minister to people is we help break inner vows and judgments. Inner vows are those vows that you make inside of you that are, I'll never do that. He'll always be that way. You're vowing and you're judging so much. It's all intertwined. When you live that way, be careful. If you have friendships, marriages, relationships of any kind, that you catch yourself in the back of your mind going, well, that's just the way he is. That's just the way she'll always be that way. She never does that for me. He never does that. Folks, you are judging, and you've gotten to the point where you allowed yourself to be offended, You're now walking in unforgiveness, and now you've let it play out in the way you view that person permanently. I don't care. He'll never take out the trash. Never. I think he's broke both arms. When it's trash duty, he breaks both arms all of a sudden. You know what? Even if he takes the trash out, you won't even see it anymore because you're so bent on the judging that you've done. You're so bent on the way this is the way they could never change in your eyes because now it's on your end. Could he have done more? Yes. And has he wrong? Probably. As a husband, yes, we are wrong. But you know, we got to be careful to guard our hearts. Because if you're the offended one, the unforgiving one, then you become the judging one. And you carry those judgments around with you. And the always and the never start flying out of your mouth or just thinking in your head, he's always going to be this way. You know, I've known him for 20 years. He's never changed. Oh, when he gets that look on his face, whoa, wait. When he acts, when he says that, oh, watch out. What are these? These are all symptoms of you holding on, and it's a form of judging them. You're judging them by their words. You're judging them by their look. You're judging them by the way they acted 5 years ago. Are you guys ready this morning? I believe we are ready to get free from some of these, whether it's your marriages, whether it's your friendships, whether it's your friend, whatever, your kids. You know, one of the greatest stories I had, if my sister was here, she would laugh with me, that we had a little saying in growing up in my home that when my dad gave the look, we all got quiet. My dad gave the look, we're like, and everyone had that, you know, you tremble, that losing of your peace all happened instantaneous. When dad gave the look, you couldn't breathe. Mufasa. Yeah, I like that kid. Mufasa. It was worse, actually, Chuck. I think it was worse than Mufasa. I was like, ugh. You know, it's funny. I told my dad that as an adult. And you know, he said to me, he goes, I guess I never realized it until later. One day, your mother said to me, honey, do you realize that when you look at the kids that way, they just get terrified? He goes, not really. He said, oh, they do. I said, but Dad, you didn't change. He goes, so pattern. I tried to change, but he was so conditioned. So you got to give people grace to change too. Here's my heart this morning. I was praying this week about how to make the church a place where we love one another and we're growing in relationships. The way we do it is we have to get rid of the root of offense in our lives, which turns into that unforgiveness, that bitter root of unforgiveness. And then it turns into us judging and having offense against other people and causing those inner vows to be inside of us. Last verse, Luke 7:23. And then if the worship team, or I think it's just Ken and Deborah, wouldn't mind coming up in the communion if you want to start getting that ready. We're going to do communion this morning. So if you, the ushers that are getting ready for communion, if you guys want to come on up. Unless if you want to let me read these, I can read them too, and you can just stand up there and look good for a while. It's good. Helps the scenery better. How much do I want to read of this? I was just going to read one verse, but the context is important. Okay, so this is, they're talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, those that know, real quick, he didn't look the part, you know that? Camel, you know, let's just read it. Ready? Hold on your horse. Ready? Verse 18. Thank you. I had to back up for you. Boy, Kimberly, you're on it today. And the disciples of John showed him these things. And John calling unto him, the disciples, them to Jesus, saying, aren't thou he that should come, or look for another? When the men were come unto him, saying, John the Baptist has sent thee, saying, aren't thou he that should come, or look for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagued their evil plagues and evil spirits, and many of them were blind, he gave sight. This is what he was doing. Then Jesus said to them, go your way and tell them, tell John what things you have seen and heard, how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers cleanse, the deaf hear, the dead are being raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended by me. Let me tell you something. Jesus was going around doing the things, and the kingdom of God was flowing through him. And he made this great statement, blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. There is a blessing in your life this morning that I want to share with you That when you choose not to be offended, you're blessed. You have your peace. You're walking in good, healthy relationships with other people. You're not walking in judgments. You're not having inner vows towards people or even towards yourself. But you are walking in a blessing of the Lord that is blessed, prosperous, peace, health. You say when he said this, the blind are being seen, the dead are being raised, and he preached the gospel to the poor. That means the poor were not being poor no more. I mean, you gotta remember the gospel is all encompassing. It is your finances, it is your health, it is your peace, it is your joy. Everything is based on believing the gospel's for you and then not allowing offense to come in your life. As we take these this morning, we'll go ahead and pass this out if you could. As we're taking this morning, I would like for you to do me a huge favor. Every month we do communion. And every month we try, last month I think, actually I see Jenny, but Doug and the family, Doug gave a message last Sunday, last month that I was I told him afterwards, it was amazing, talking about this is all about God's love. It was a wonderful, wonderful message he brought. This week, this month, I want to share with you this. When you take this bread, this is a symbol of Jesus' body being broken, beaten, bruised. And he said he carried all your burdens, your sorrows, rejection. And he did this for you and not just for you, for everybody else. If this morning I'm going to ask you not just to look inside your heart and examine it. Do you have aught with somebody in this room or outside this room that you need to deal with today? And I'm not going to pass by this quickly, by the way, because there's a reason. I mean, I've only went like 27 minutes. I mean, we're good with time. I want you to take a few minutes before the Lord and ask him to examine your heart. And before we take this cracker, this bread this morning, I want you to examine your heart and speak these words to the Lord. Lord, I have allowed myself to be offended and I repent. Okay, stop there. That's all you got to do. Ready? Did you choose to be offended? Do y'all agree with that? Let's go back to the beginning. Did you choose to be offended? Yes. It didn't come because you woke up and somebody, they curse you out and I couldn't help but get offended. Oh, you could have. You could have chose not to be. So number one, offense being a choice, you made a choice. Now you got to choose what? To repent of it. If your marriages need this today, I would strongly encourage you to take care of this. What is it inside of you that builds up the anger, resentment, frustration? It's because somewhere along the line, you are offended. You've taken something personal. You've taken something wrong. Or maybe they were wrong. Maybe they were wrong. Maybe what they said was horrible. Okay, you still have a choice to forgive now. Areas in your heart, then, once you realize you have aught with somebody, before the Lord this morning, I want you to say this. These words, if they come to you, I'll lead you in maybe in a minute again. Heavenly Father, I forgive Sally from my heart for all the things that she said. And go ahead, Lord, I forgive her. And tell the Lord, I forgive her for calling me that name. Get out there. He knows what she said. He knows what happened. And I forgive her and I release her to you, Jesus, so I can be free. Is that good news? Let's start there right now. As you are holding this in your hand, I'm going to let the Ken and Deborah, they're going to sing some stuff. I'm going to break in a little bit, but we're going to let them sing a little bit too. Let's start right now. Heavenly Father, as we hold this element in our hand, it's a symbol of what you did for us. So I'm going to ask you this morning to examine my heart. Is there any area of offense or unforgiveness towards one of my friends, my spouse, my children, my parents, anyone I know, maybe that person that just flipped me off going down the road the other day, I don't know. But if I'm holding on to anything right now, I'm asking you right now, Holy Spirit, I want to be free. I'm tired of judging, let's continue just a second, but I'm tired of feeling the way I feel towards others and myself. I'm tired of walking around feeling like I'm carrying 1,000 pounds that I shouldn't be carrying. Search me, O God. Search my heart. And find any unforgiveness or offense that I have let in there. As they sing this song a little bit this morning, would you just spend a few moments with the Lord? I'm going to be quiet and just let you pray those prayers. First, repenting for offense if you need to, or you've been offended. Number two is forgiving those that you know you're holding things onto right now. I forgive them from my heart for what they did. I release them to Jesus so I can be free. Remember that prayer. I release them to Jesus. He's the judge and jury, not you. So I can be free. I can be healthy again. So Jesus, thank you for taking my offense. Thank you for the forgiveness of me choosing to be offended today. And Lord, as I release these people in my heart to you, I ask that you would bring fruit in those relationships now. But one more area that I'd like to share just as before we're done praying. Lord, areas in my heart now that the unforgiveness is rooted in judgments and inner vows towards people where I have criticized and now I'm openly coming out against people in my heart. I don't know why. Lord, today we ask you to break off and cut off every inner vow and judgment we've made. In the name of Jesus, you just received this. These are words that you've spoken, thoughts you've had. All you have to do now is take authority in Jesus' name. Repent for the words that have spoken against other people. So Lord, today we break and cut off every word assignment against others and against ourselves, that we are free from those things because we believe the blood is more powerful. Forgiveness is more powerful. Repentance is more powerful. And so we thank you right now that where we have judged, where we have had vows against others that we love, that today we walk out of here free. So as we hold this bread in our hands, this is a symbol right now. I want you to remember, this is a symbol of every single thing that the Holy Spirit has been revealing to you so far. This is unforgiveness. This is being offended. It's being judging. He said he took it for you. So as you take this as an act of symbolism this morning, I want you, when you take this, it's done. It's finished. It's over with. Don't open that door again. And when the feeling comes, rebuke it, stop it, get in the Word. Do not let it come back. Even if they say it again, even if they do it again, Peter going to Jesus, how many times do I got to forgive him? 7 times? Jesus kind of snickered, I think. No, Peter, how about 77 times? 70 times 7. What? Come on, we choose to forgive. We choose not to be offended. So as we do this today, make this a declaration of faith. I choose today, by eating this, I will not be offended. I will not walk in unforgiveness. Thank you for what Jesus did to take care of for me now. Let's take it. All right, here's the juice. This is the best part, isn't it? You don't have to close your eyes now. You can look right at me. You're like, okay, we've got to stay holy. Oh, this is holy, man. This is the blood of Jesus. You just took care of all the junk. This is the cleansing agent. This is the blood. This is what heals you, cleanses you. This allows you to walk in the newness of everything he has. The blood cleanses and heals. So as you do this morning, you don't have to close your eyes and act all holy. You're holy right now. Just believe that when you drink this morning, it is a reminder of the new covenant you have with God. You're forgiven, they're forgiven. You're healed, they're healed. You're cleansed, they're cleansed. It's free. Keep it under the blood. Keep it under the blood. Your marriages, your friendships, your children, your parents, everybody you know, it's all under the blood right now. So Lord, we thank you for your blood that cleanses and heals everything. Relationships of all kinds can be healed just by a choice I make today to choose to walk in it. I choose to walk in healing. I choose to walk in forgiveness. I choose to walk not being offended. And we thank you. The blood covers us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you get offended tomorrow, don't. Don't do it. When the guy comes flying by you and you're driving in the slow lane or the fast lane, and if you're driving the fast lane and a car drives by you and gives you a dirty look, it's probably me, okay? Just let you know. Forgive me. Because if you're driving in that lane and you're not supposed to be in that lane, I'm going to give you a look to let you know you should be in that lane. I heard they finally pulled somebody over recently for that too, and it made my day. So anyways, don't be offended. Silly things are real things. Don't let your heart get that way. Stay free. Stay healed. And go free. Amen? We have a lot going on this week. Stay excited. Lord bless them, keep you, and have a great week. And have a wonderful 4th of July. Your